Hear and know stories. Hear and know English. Hear and know stories in English. This is your program. Hear and know.
Welcome to our program, Hear and Know, brought to you by the Office of Language Self-Learning at UAEH, where you have the opportunity to hear stories in English and test your understanding. My name is David Watson. Each week we'll listen to part of an interesting story and ask questions about what happened. We'll give you the answers to check your understanding. Then, at the end of the program, we'll ask a question for a prize. Send your answer in English via email as soon as possible to hearandknow@uaeh.edu.mx. We'll print out all the correct answers and draw one to win the prize and announce it on the next program. Program 3, Part 2. And now, here's your host, Roberta King.
Thank you, David. If you're just joining us, here's what happened last time. Anna left her home in the country to visit her aunt in Nera. It was her first time away from home, and she was nervous. The journey was long. Anna fell asleep. When she awoke, there was a big, ugly man in her carriage. He spoke to her, but her father had told her not to speak to strangers. When he asked her if she were going to Polonia, she told him she was going to Nera. The man who introduced himself as Sam told her she had missed her stop while she was sleeping. Anna was upset, but Sam said he would take care of her. She was nervous about Sam because she saw a picture of him in the newspaper, and written under it was, "This man is a dangerous fighter." When they arrived in Polonia, the conductor was angry with Anna because her ticket was for Nera. Sam paid for the ticket and took Anna to the Boxer Hotel by taxi. They met Tino and Bubs, who were friends of Sam, and they had dinner in the hotel restaurant. Anna was afraid they would try to drug her, but she was very hungry and ate the plate of food the waiter gave her. Then she went to a room and Sam locked the door. She cried herself to sleep, and when she woke up late the next morning, she was very frightened. She found a ballpoint pen and wrote a message asking for help on a piece of paper she found on the floor. Then she threw it out the window, where it was picked up by the waiter who had served her dinner last night. Despite Sam's kindness, Anna thought she was in danger.
I understand you're going to tell us about some famous boxers today.
That's right, David. We're going to hear about the man who is arguably the most famous boxer in modern times, Muhammad Ali, as well as the man considered by most as Mexico's most famous boxer, Julio Cesar Chavez. In 1999, Muhammad Ali was voted Sportsman of the Century by Sports Illustrated and Sports Personality of the Century by the BBC. In addition to this, he was voted as the second greatest boxer of all time after Sugar Ray Robinson, and in 2007, the second greatest heavyweight boxer after Joe Louis. He was the first boxer to win the world heavyweight boxing title 3 times. He won Olympic gold in the 1960 Summer Games. As an amateur, he won 6 Kentucky Golden Gloves titles, 2 National Golden Gloves titles, and an Amateur Athletic Union National title. Muhammad Ali has lived a very controversial life, having been born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. in Louisville, Kentucky. He fought against racial prejudice all his life and became Muhammad Ali after joining the Nation of Islam in 1964. Since then, he has changed his form of worship to Sunni Islam in 1975 and to Sufism in 2005. By all accounts, he is a very religious Muslim. In 1964, Ali lost his title and his license to box and went to jail because he would not fight in the Vietnam War. In 1971, after appealing his conviction, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed his conviction for refusing to be inducted into the Army. He was called the Louisville Lip because he talked a lot about his opponent's inferiority to his own superior abilities. One of his most famous sayings is, "Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee." His amateur record was 100 wins and 5 losses. His professional record, 61 fights, 56 wins, of which 37 were by knockouts, and 5 losses. He retired permanently in 1981. In 1984, Muhammad Ali was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, but has still continued to work on behalf of world peace. Just as Muhammad Ali was winding down his boxing career, Julio Cesar Chavez was beginning his. He won 3 world championships in 3 different weight categories: the super featherweight title in 1984, the lightweight title in 1987, and the super lightweight title in 1989.